President Biden is clearly trying to get a message to voters. He's written two newspaper opinion pieces in the past 2 days. Today's in the New York Times lays out plans to send more advanced weapons to Ukraine. Yesterday in the Wall Street Journal, he wrote he's doing everything he can to bring down inflationary high prices.
But will it be enough to turn around some meager poll numbers for the president and his party with midterms just 5 months away? Let's put that to our political strategists. We have Bill Press, our Democrat, and Alice Stewart, our Republican. Welcome back to you both. Happy Wednesday.
Yeah. Hi,
Scott. Hi,
Robin.
Hi.
Okay, let's talk about the economy. Inflation, you know these numbers. Inflation is over 8% annually measured. It's a four-decade high. A gallon of gas now goes for $4.67 on average. Mm. Yesterday, the president met with Jerome Powell, chair of the Federal Reserve, where a key part of its job is price stability. And Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen yesterday admitted this on CNN.
Look, I think I was wrong then about the path that inflation would take. As I mentioned, there have been unanticipated and large shocks to the economy that have boosted energy and food prices and supply bottlenecks that have affected our economy badly that I didn't, at the time, didn't fully understand.
So, Bill, what do you make of this? It sounds like a little bit of my bad, a little bit, let's blame these unpredictable outside factors.
Well, first, this is hugely important. I mean, in every election, and especially in the midterms, the general rule is if people feel good about the economy, that's good for the incumbent and good for the administration. Yeah. If not, it's trouble. And certainly there is trouble today. I thought that's an incredible admission on the part of Janet Yellen, but not only Janet Yellen, I think the entire Biden administration, they goofed on this. They thought that inflation would be, the word was transitory. By the way, it is, but it's not transitory enough, I guess. It hasn't come, it's starting to come down a little bit, hasn't come down enough, certainly did not come down as fast as they predicted. And I think they're a little late, but it's good that the president finally, I think, has seized on this. He recognized, reportedly, ahead of his staff, that they had to jump on this. And so now he says, this is my number one priority, is put out a threefold program to deal with it. Which, by the way, does include some action by Congress, where you can't really expect too much because you need 60 votes to get anything through the Senate. And unfortunately, I think some Republicans would rather deal with this as an issue in the midterms than do something now. But they've got to get on top of this. They have to make the people feel confident that inflation is coming down.
Well, let me ask Alice about that, because you just said Republicans would maybe like to see it stay this way and not do something now. So that they have this in for the midterms. But Alice, is that what you, as a strategist, tell them to do? Because isn't that pretty obvious?
Nobody, Republican or Democrat, Robin, wants the economy to continue to go in the direction that it's going in. And things are not letting up in any way, shape, or form. Republicans would certainly rather have a strong economy and focus on other issues heading into the midterm elections. Look, I am glad that President Biden and the administration has, in essence, taken their head out of the sand on inflation and the economy by saying it's transitory for so long, and now recognizing. Janet Yellen also yesterday on CNN said that the shocks to the economy have continued, and this has means that inflation is uncomfortably high. That's a concern. That is why we see that the polls, the Real Clear Politics average of President Biden's job approval on the economy, 60% of Americans on average disapprove of how he's handling the economy. The most important thing, though, that he can do is be honest with the American people. It's one thing to say, I understand that the inflation is a top concern, but he needs to be honest with the American people. In the Wall Street Journal op-ed, he talked about the price of gas and blames that on Russia. That's not true. The price of gas had been increasing before the Russian invasion. He also talks about the fastest decline in unemployment on record. That's not factually accurate. We're seeing the employment grew by 12.5 million. We're seeing the unemployment rate fell, but not to the degree that he is saying so. So, look, I'm glad he's making this a priority, but the most important thing he can do is to be honest with the American people about where we stand.
Well, the Russian war in Ukraine certainly isn't helping, and it would be understandable if the party not in power pointed fingers at the one that is over inflation. But let's move to guns, because do Republicans right now look like they're standing in the way of safety for kids? A small bipartisan group of senators is negotiating possible gun safety laws after the horrific mass shootings, Buffalo, Uvalde. A Republican leader, Mitch McConnell, is backing those talks, but then he said this to reporters.
We have a group led by Senator Cornyn and Senator Murphy on the Democratic side discussing how we might be able to come together to target the problem, which is mental illness and school safety.
He didn't mention gun violence. And Alice, you know, a growing number of Americans and some Republicans in the House are open to a ban again on so-called assault weapons, raising maybe the age to buy a weapon. It's 21 in Wyoming. And most Republicans have held out. Some would say be held hostage by the NRA. Should this time be different?
Robin, I truly believe it will be different. And speaking and working with a lot of Republicans on the Hill, they are anxious about conversations to make change. They are willing to negotiate and compromise on certain aspects of the Second Amendment, specifically when it comes to red flag laws and background checks, making those more expansive, and certain regulations on AR-15s. But it's important to keep in mind this is a very complex problem that needs a comprehensive solution, and it is not only going after the guns, but as McConnell said, in addition to that, we need to look at the mental health, the behavioral health factors, the school safety, security at the schools, as well as law enforcement training. All of these factors need to be part of the conversation.
Bill, the president says he will. Well, let me just kind of ask you about the president says he'll meet with lawmakers on gun restrictions. Do you think he should push hard on a ban on semi-automatic weapons, given the legislative history of inaction for so long?
Well, first of all, I just want to point out, Mitch McConnell did not say, let's do this in addition to guns. He changed the subject. He always does that. If Mitch McConnell's in charge, nothing will happen. Again, nothing will happen. Now, I hold out hope, like Alice, that this time will be different. I think it must be different. I'm encouraged by the fact that there are two bipartisan groups of senators that are meeting now. And Scott, to your question, they're not looking at the fences, right? They're not looking at what I believe we need is a ban on assault weapons. They're looking for things that are doable. And I think that's a good place to start. Lindsey Graham and Richard Blumenthal are looking at red flag laws. Good, we need that. Chris Murphy and John Cornyn are looking at closing the background, loopholes in background checks, and maybe raising the age to buy an assault weapon from 18 to 21. Which, by the way, it is in Florida. Rick Scott signed that when he was governor. So they're looking at things that are doable. I hope to God that they succeed and that we are different this time. I mean, we cannot be indifferent to the slaughter of our kids and grandkids in the classroom. Just can no longer, inaction is no longer acceptable.
Alice, let's turn briefly to the primaries. Today in Pennsylvania, a recount begins in the GOP Senate race between Dr. Mehmet Oz, backed by Donald Trump, and David McCormick. Fewer than 1,000 votes separate them, and now there's a legal fight over counting mail-in ballots. What does all this tell you?
It tells me that this is part of how we make sure that our elections are free and fair and full of integrity. And I think if there are absentee or mail-in ballots that have not been counted, they should be counted. And more than anything, what I think is important is we begin right now and continue to reinforce with voters that we have integrity in the election process. We need to encourage people to come out and vote, and we need to put aside past grievances of fake election fraud and encourage people to come out and vote. And the Pennsylvania race is an important display of making sure that every vote is counted, whether it was on Election Day or came in the mail.
Bill, we're going to let you wrap this up. I know you're dying to respond to that, but also take on the fact that Republicans have a very well-oiled machine right now of people that they're training to go work on these next elections. So your thoughts on what's happening?
Well, what you're referring to is an outstanding article in this morning's New York Times, and I'm sorry, in Politico, that points out that Republicans under Steve Bannon, hello, his leadership, are organizing an army of people to go out, not to work on the elections, Robin, to undermine the elections, to put people in there who can keep these fraudulent claims alive, challenge every vote, put in election officials who overturn the votes. I think that it is very troubling, and I would hope the Republican Party itself, which, by the way, has raised no issues about fraud in all these Republican primaries, I hope they would move on from that. And as Alice said, just hold a fair and free election, and may the best man or woman win.
Bill Press, Democratic political strategist. That's such a great idea. Someone should make like a bumper sticker out of that. And like call it democracy or something. Bill Press, Alice Stewart, the Republican political strategist. Thanks to you
both.
Thanks,
guys. Thanks,
guys. Thank you.